We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. Police are questioning a potential suspect in what appears to be an especially grisly murder in the Bronx.
There was a really bad smell throughout the building at 2323 Creston Avenue. This is the Fordham section. The police think the body was in a second floor apartment for over a week, decomposing. It was tied with duct tape from the waist down. It's unclear who the person was. It's not likely that he lived there. The person who is known to live there was taken into custody last night for questioning. And Paul, the super of the next building, knew him.
He's a little off, psychological problems and everything. So, yeah, every so often he would stand in the middle of the street, no shirt on, screaming, what?
The person was taken in for questioning by the police. His relationship to the dead man is unknown. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in the Bronx.
Winds News Time, 12:03, and no word yet on the identity of that victim. Cops are looking for a groper on Long Island. The guy followed a woman into her home in Levittown and touched her inappropriately. Surveillance video taken from across the street shows the groper suddenly getting out of a parked car and running after the victim as she walks up to her house and following her in at 10:30 Thursday night. You can see that video at 1010winds.com. Anyone with information is asked to call Nassau County Crime Stoppers at 800-244-TIPS. Cops are looking for two guys who attacked a woman riding a city bike in Midtown. It happened Tuesday night. A woman who's in her 20s tells the Post when she was riding along in a bike lane on 8th Avenue and 35th Street. The two guys blocked the bike lane in front of her, then charged at her, laughing, knocking her off the bike, and then punching her. They ran off, leaving her badly bruised. She told cops one guy had a tattoo of a gun on his neck. We've all heard how it's harder for millennials to buy homes, but they're getting creative.
A new survey finds people in their 20s and 30s are more likely than their older counterparts to dip into retirement savings to fund the down payment for a house. One out of five millennials save money by moving in with family or friends or selling personal items to come up with the cash. Analysts at Bankrate tell Market Watch that millennials are considering all their options when it comes to the down payment and closing costs. One-third accept a cash gift from their parents or use a down payment assistance program. Experts say to figure out how much of a house you can afford and include monthly household expenses in the budget. I'm Ann Cates.
The NYPD is looking for the gunman in a deadly shooting at an Upper Manhattan bodega. This happened just after midnight near 186th and St. Nick in Washington Heights. The victim was standing in front of the bodega, according to the cops, when he started arguing with someone. It's not clear what the dispute was over. Gunman shot him once. He died at a hospital. No word yet on the victim's name. A 5-cent price hike on forever stamps gets tossed by an appeals court in D.C., along with other adjustments for postage made this year. But correspondent Jeff McKay tells us, despite the ruling, we still have to pay more to mail a letter.
The Court of Appeals in Washington concluded the Postal Commission failed to provide an adequate explanation for the increase from 50 to 55 cents. That's the largest ever postage rate hike, and failed to respond to public comments challenging the increase. Just because the post office was licked in its lawsuit, that doesn't mean you won't be paying more to mail a letter. The U.S. Postal Service announced they're reviewing the decision and considering its legal options. And a spokesman for the Postal Service said at this time, customers will still be charged the increase for first-class mail, including that 55 cents for the forever stamp. Jeff McKay, Washington.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.